Alyssa Cruz is a junior at Inglemore High School. She's an active participant in her church, but that wasn't always the case. Alyssa was born into a Roman Catholic family, but as a child, she never believed that religion was for her.
It really didn't mean anything to me. I was just going through the motions.
But then, a rare disease changed her life. Radioactive's Nalwyn Dalil has her story.
One day in eighth grade, Alyssa Cruz noticed something strange.
I was in the middle of a basketball season, and I was putting my hair up, and I noticed that there was this windy, bald patch on the top right of my head. And it looked like it was completely smooth, and I wondered what had happened because it didn't look like someone just cut it off while I was sleeping.
When she saw this, Alyssa went home and showed her parents. They took her to 10 different doctors until she found the one that could help her. The doctor diagnosed her with alopecia universalis. This condition causes Alyssa to lose all the hair on her body, including her arms, her legs, her eyebrows, and even her eyelashes. But it doesn't cause her any other kind of harm. Alyssa's scalp was injected with steroids, and the doctors suggested different creams that might help her grow her hair back. When these didn't work as planned, Alyssa decided to work on her inner self, and then her outer self. Doctors told her that her thick black hair would never grow back again. Alyssa had a hard time accepting this and tried to lean on her best friend for support. But the person she thought was her best friend wasn't as responsive as she thought she would be.
But she was a religious person and she really believed in God. So I said, hey, if you're not going to help me, then maybe the person you talk to is going to help me. And I guess throughout this hair thing, I was like, why is this happening to me? And I turned to God and like asking him why this was happening to me.
Around this time, Alyssa liked a boy. And one day he invited her to go to church with him. Alyssa accepted and went. She was amazed that the people there could believe in something they had no concrete proof really exists. She thought maybe it could be a place where she could find answers, and decided to become more involved. She played in the worship band, went to the Bible camp, and participated in the prayer groups.
At church, I'm just in church. There's nothing else. It's just me and it's God and sharing my faith with all the other people who feel the same way.
The first day Alyssa came to school with a bald head, her friends were shocked. Most of them had never seen a girl so young with such a bald head. But once they saw how confident she was and how she walked around school as if nothing happened, they felt differently.
I was, like, really impressed. I don't know a lot of people that can do that, but she has a good head for it.
I don't know, like, hair is, like, a really simple thing, but it is, like, such a big part of who you are, and I just thought, like, how, like, strong she was to, like, be able to do that.
And I just remember being really impressed how she was able to just, like, put her worries aside and just, like, spend a weekend in fellowship.
Like, she's so amazing, and she kind of, you know, in her words, she rocks her bald.
When Alyssa walks around with her bald head, people often assume she has cancer. This is really annoying to her. But her church and her faith help her deal with this and not let it get to her. When homecoming came around to help her feel more comfortable, Alyssa wore a wig while all the other girls did their hair. She wants to make people feel comfortable around her. So to lighten the mood, she plays tricks on people and brings them into her world.
When I first meet people, you know, I'm usually wearing my hair, but then if it gets hot, I'd like take it off and people are like, what? Like, it just confuses them kind of. And sometimes I hide it in weird places and, like, hang it on the wall. And so people, like, wake up in the morning and they see, like, just this hair on the wall. It's, like, pretty freaky.
Alyssa isn't shy about what's happening to her and encourages people to ask questions.
I love it when people ask me what's really going on instead of making assumptions about what's going on and then feeling sorry for me.
Alyssa's newfound acceptance sometimes worries her family because they think maybe she isn't dealing with it.
They sent me to a therapist to see if I was in denial about my disease because my parents thought I was, like, too passive about it. And when they asked my parents to leave the room, he said, do you think you have this disease? And I was like, yeah, of course I do. And he's like, well, why aren't you sad about it? I said, why do I have to be sad about it? Like, I have so much more going on. And, you know, like, all this does is make me lose my hair. I'm not a different person.
Today, Alyssa walks around Inglemore High School proud and confidently.
The first time I saw it, I said, okay, I have a choice. I can either let this make me really sad, or I can make myself really happy from this. And it's not like there weren't bad days. Of course, there were bad days. But what I realized is that the only person that I need to be better than was the person I was yesterday. Because honestly, this isn't something you should pity me for. Like, I consider this one of the greatest experiences that have ever happened to me.
Alyssa's hair defied all odds and has even grown back into a little pixie cut, a far cry from her old bald head. Still, she lives every day knowing that her hair could fall out from one day to the next, and she's fine with that, continuing to rock her bald. For Radioactive, I'm Nalwyn Dalil.